A few weeks ago, I got on a plane for the first time since the pandemic began. And I flew from RDU to Logan in Boston. I wasn't going there to see the Yankees beat the Red Sox at Fenway or anything like that, but I was actually on my way to Cape Cod. Usually we drive up, but sometimes I'll fly if I can get a good deal. So I flew from here to Logan, and then what I do is there's a small airline called Cape Air. It's an airline with prop planes, seats about 9 people, and from Logan it flies to various places, but mostly from that area to Hyannis, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and Provincetown. And that's where I go to Provincetown, for a 19-minute flight. It's just an exciting moment. I look forward to being able to do that. I feel like I'm on an amusement park ride. I just love it. And it's over so quickly. And I get to Provincetown. And what I was doing is going up there to spend a week with my older daughter, Elizabeth, who I hadn't seen in a long time. And so we had some time together for a week up at Cape Cod. So she picked me up at the airport, and then we drove down to our house and spent some time together. So the Cape Air gate is an area where anyone getting on a Cape Air plane waits. There's only one gate going out, because these planes, you go out onto the tarmac and you kind of climb into the plane, and they have them all parked out there. So there's people, various people waiting for different flights. And as I sat there, there was this family, a mom and dad and two little children. The mom was holding a little baby in her arms, and they had a little boy who you could tell was very excited about what was going on and where they were going. He was so excited that he was just continually running around the area of the gate. And you know, sometimes with kids, they get so excited, sometimes you gotta reel it in a little bit. And the dad said, okay, come here. You know, and he sat down. And this was interesting. The father said to the little boy, okay, sit here. Breathe, unbreathe. Breathe, unbreathe. Breathe, unbreathe. I sat there and I heard that, and I never heard the word unbreathe. I wasn't sure what that meant. I think we all get what the father was trying to do. It's like when you ever get really anxious about something and someone says, okay, just breathe. You know, in a sense, that's what he was saying to his little boy, just breathe. But breathe, unbreathe. Breathe, unbreathe. I put that in my head, and I said to myself, you know, there's a homily in that somehow. And I think today is that homily. I've been keeping that in my reserve. And I want to share some thoughts with you about this. I don't think it's possible to unbreathe. What we're doing when we're breathing is what? From a scientific level, scientists among you may excuse my simplicity in describing this, but you know, we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. We breathe in, we breathe out. We breathe in what gives us life, we breathe out what offers life. And it's that constant breath that's happening. And we don't even have to think about it. We even do this in our sleep. Breathing in, breathing out. And I kind of heard that dad saying to his son, breathe in, and then unbreathe. Breathe in, but missing that sense of offering, breathing out. David Stendhal-Rast, the great Benedictine monk, I think I've shared this perception he has of breathing, which really spoke to me as I sat there at Logan. That breathing is, besides the scientific sense of breathing in oxygen and breathing out carbon dioxide, breathing is also this sense of receiving and giving. Receiving and giving. You know, the very act of breathing is a statement of faith. Faith always being, remember, not so much believing in something, but faith being a trusting in someone. Every time we breathe out and give, we trust that there's oxygen to breathe in. And so that sense of giving and receiving, it's the balance of our lives. We give of ourselves, and we also have to be able to receive, to be nourished and nurtured, and also reach out and nourish and nurture the world around us. And the reason this comes to my mind today is this sense of breath, which we see in our reading from Ezekiel. That wonderful image that we have of these dry bones, you know, deadness, and the story is that these bones receive flesh and ligaments and are not yet alive, it says, but God breathes into them and they become alive. Reminds me of the very story of creation, where the first human beings are formed and shaped, but they're not yet alive until God breathes into them the breath of life. That sense of receiving and giving, receiving and giving. And we know that that's a part of our lives, and both are needed. Try this with me. Just breathe in. Try, just receive. Eventually, you got to offer it back. Or do it the other way. Breathe out and hold your breath. Eventually, you have to receive. It's that rhythm of life. We know when there's not breath, there's not life. If you're from my generation, we used to watch the old westerns, and you remember the cowboy or somebody leaning over saying, "I think he's dead." They're listening for breath. Breath was always the symbol of life. We know that. We know that. So as we gather on this Pentecost of 2021, as we walk through this COVID-19 pandemic and walk through the various stages and not always knowing where the next stage is, but we're in a stage now, not the whole world is in the stage we're in, but we walk through these stages together, and what has really been the focus so much during this past year has been breath. Breath. What COVID-19 has done to so many is taken their breath away. And the drive of medical professionals being willing to breathe in such a way that they wanted to offer breath to those who were dying. Offering ventilators, offering ways to foster that idea of breathing. Some were able to breathe again, others were not. But that desire we had to see that someone can breathe, because it's who we are. And on this Pentecost Sunday, we are a people who breathe. We are a people who receive and give. And in that receiving and giving, we need to be a people who look to this world and know how to respond to people who say, "I can't breathe." Because breath is life. And wherever that breath is not available, we are called to go forth. Not just the physical act of breathing, but the ways in our lives that people are not able to receive, are not able to offer. How do we balance that in our lives? We balance it in our breathing every day. But how do we bring that breath, how do we bring that life to our world? And how do we receive that gift as well of life? So that thought comes to me today. Breathe, unbreathe. I don't know how you unbreathe. Maybe you may say to me, "George, I think you're stuck on that thought. You may want to let go of that." I know what the dad was trying to say, but breathing is both. It's the giving and receiving. And we as a people, on so many levels, have to stand for breath and not let breath be denied in any place, in anyone's life, but be a people who breathe and offer that breath on this Pentecost Sunday, the breath of the Spirit, to our world and bring about that life that Jesus offered us at Easter. God bless.